Yeah. All right, everybody. Welcome to the B Samps and B Neil podcast show. I'm B Samps.
And I'm B Neil.
And we're just going to have fun today. It's Saturday, the December 31st.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Eve. So, thought we'd start our podcast talking about last year, 2016, and what our plans are for 2017. So, you want to go first, Neil?
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, everybody else is probably turning up right now. We thought we'd be a little deep here.
Yeah, work hard.
Exactly. Play hard later.
Yeah.
But, 2016 was not the best year for me.
In my opinion, I think 2016 was like one of the worst years.
Why?
I don't know, just so much stuff happened. Like, so many celebrities died, and then, like, Trump, like, oh my god.
Not a huge fan, yeah. I'll be honest.
I mean, we'll see, like, we're gonna give him a chance, but still, like, it's crazy. But yeah, 2016 was definitely a bad year. Looking forward to 2017.
Do you have any goals? Do you have anything that...
Well, you know me, I'm always trying to lose, like, shed that little baby fat that I have, so you know.
B-Sams about 6'4", about 230.
Alright, I'm not 6'4". I just bumped my knee, if you guys heard that. But yeah. So, yeah, what about you? Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Any New Year's resolution? Just to stay busy? I'm gonna probably, you know, try to stay off the Xbox as much as possible. And, you know, Grant is trying to lose weight. I'm trying to gain weight. I'm sitting right now at about 140 on a good day.
We're like, so. He's lying. He's like 120. Like, he looks like, mm-mm. He looks like.
That's false.
He looks like a stick. Do you guys know the ant from Ant?
Oh my god.
That's how he looks.
All right.
But we're like polar opposites. Like, I'm big and black. He's white and skinny.
I'm not that skinny. It's all muscle. It's one of those things where, you know, you see me at the gym, you'll be like, that guy's. He's the real deal right there. We both basketball players.
Yeah.
Brandon's got a little more height than me, but
I'm more like a power forward. Brian's like a guard.
I'm a point guard without handles, basically.
Yeah. Shooting guard then.
So yeah, let's get to our basically 2017. What we think we need to change, I guess.
And you know what? I heard of this thing and I'm gonna do it, but it's gonna be really hard. It's called the NoFap Challenge. No, it's a real thing. I promise, and it's like you don't fap for like as long as you can. It's supposed to be really, really good for you.
I believe it.
It's supposed to be like it clears up your skin, and you're supposed to be like more sociable and like all this stuff. So
is it sociable or social?
Sociable, same thing. But yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna try it out, but I fap a lot right now, so it's probably gonna be really hard. Not gonna lie, but I'm gonna give it the old college try.
Yeah, you got to. I remember I once went about 3 months.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I went 3 months. I think I was 14 or 15. You know, I...
You started back when you were 14 or 15?
No. What? Did you start later or earlier than that?
What is sophomore year?
Yeah, that's like 15.
Yeah, okay. That's when I started.
Just to warn everybody, I'm sure if you listened to Brandon's podcast before, this is explicit content, so... You know, if you're under the age of 10, please listen, because we're trying to set you up for the future.
Encourage that type of thing. Yeah. But yeah.
But yeah, that 3 months is one of the hardest months of my life. That's when I proved to myself you could do anything, you know? When I didn't do that for about 3 months. What's how long has he gone?
I have no idea. Honestly.
A few hours? Or?
Maybe like a month at a time.
That's still pretty impressive.
It's hard.
It's dude. Harder it's than hard. It sounds.
It's because you wake up and you get that morning wood. Like, yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be really good benefits, so I'm all for it. Like, maybe instead of, like, you know, happen to, like, go work out, like, go for a run, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. So that's my New Year's resolution. So do you want
to
add anything?
That's a great one. No, like I said, just to, you know, not waste too much time doing stupid things that aren't going to benefit me. You know, mm-hmm. I do a lot of stupid shit as it is.
Oh my gosh. Come down. But yeah. What else? Okay, what about Drake and Jennifer Lopez? How do you feel about that?
Drake and Jennifer Lopez?
Mm-hmm.
I think I idolize Drake for that, to be quite honest with you.
I don't know how I feel about it, to be honest. She's 17 years older than him. That's a lot.
Yeah, but she's like a queen. She's like a hall. She's Hall of Fame.
Yeah, she's like an A-lister. Like, That's serious.
You know how much money she has? Not saying money's everything, but she's probably worth a good, like, 200 million, at least.
Well, let's pull it up right now. But I think Drake is worth a lot, too. Like,
combined, they could be, like, the next power couple. It could be, like, Drake and Beyonce, or Drake and Beyonce.
Jay-Z
and Beyonce.
Okay, looking it up now. $300 million.
$300 million? You know, I wasn't too far off.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I mean, shoot, I'd date her. I think we all know she'd date me as well.
And Drake is $101 million.
Exactly. So she's technically the breadwinner.
Technically, yeah. So I wonder what happened with him and Rihanna. Like, why did they go bad?
I feel like they were never anything real.
You think so?
I don't think it was fake, but I think it was all like...
They kept
it
low-key.
Like, they would hang out together. They probably slept with each other, but it was like they weren't as serious as people got. I mean, you think Rihanna was just thinking when she's Rihanna, Drake is Drake. They both did their own thing.
Like, that's what I feel like in these celebrity relationships. A lot of times, it's hard because you put yourself like, I'm a celebrity. I'm Drake. I need to find Drake-worthy girls. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, it's hard to differentiate yourself from that. That's why I feel like it's hard for celebrities to date, like, normal people.
That's what I'm saying. If you're a celebrity, you have to date a celebrity. Exactly. Because you're on the road all the time, you're traveling. They don't. A regular person doesn't know how you feel, you know, what's going on with you.
Yeah, but they're not used to it, you know?
Yeah.
But definitely you can get some, like, some groupies.
Why do you think that Drake shouldn't be with Jennifer Lopez?
I just think it's weird. Like,
you think the age difference?
And I think he's like a kid, you know? Drake's a young gun.
Jennifer, how old is Drake? 25?
Let's look it up. But yeah, like, he's like a young gun, and she's just like this. She's 17 years older than him. So Drake's 30, that means she's 47, almost 50.
Yeah. Still 30. That's, you know, usually you mature by that age.
Yeah, but I honestly, I'm not bagging on him, but I honestly would want to go older woman, like, before I die, you know, just get that cougar experience.
That's what I think he's doing.
Yeah.
Getting it.
That's true.
I admire it. I think it's one of the coolest things you've ever seen.
One of the coolest things? It's crazy.
I'm impressed. I think Drake, he deserves another award for that, to be honest.
Dude, once the nudes leak, then I can give him an award. I wonder how many celebrities have, like, nudes of each other.
Oh, I know, huh?
Yeah, like, Drake probably has some Rihanna's that he's, like, not showing or something.
Well, Rihanna already has some out there that everybody's seen.
Dude, the one that I've seen were trash. I don't like...
with a nipple ring.
Yeah, and she's, like, she's, like, standing up, like, looking down, and, yeah.
Yeah, to me... Yeah, that made me, Rihanna, I thought she was, like, fire before that, and then I saw that, and I was like, I'm gonna switch it. I think Beyonce is way finer than
me. Yeah, I like Beyonce, like, looks, aesthetic-wise, but I do not like her music.
Really?
Yeah, like, everybody loves her. Like, my girlfriend, she loves Beyonce, bumps Beyonce, goes to Beyonce concerts.
Queen B. She goes to her concerts, too?
Yeah. She went to one, so I don't want to say goes to her concerts. But, yeah.
But we have jobs, it's hard to go, you know.
Yeah, I know, we work so much.
It's hard to find time for that type of stuff. But yeah, me personally, I guess Brandon, you know, he's not too impressed. Me, I say give Drake an award for it. And I'm sure it's I feel like it's real, though. I feel like it's real.
We'll see. I mean, they look happy together, so. Speaking of Drake...
It's still early, though.
Yeah. Speaking of Drake and J-Lo, 2016 was a great year for music. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a horrible year in general, but it's a great year for music. Like, I don't know if you listened to J. Cole's new album.
Oh, man, he's amazing.
I love that new album. You listen to it?
I listened to it, yeah. I thought it was amazing.
A lot of people, though, they're like, it's not like a hype album. And people don't understand that. Like, he's talking
about... more deep.
Yeah, he's definitely more deep. And he's talking about this guy who's in jail and he feels like he's going to die. And he wants to get his message out to his daughter. And I just, For Your Eyes Only, I didn't cry, but, like, a lesser man would, if they listened to it, they would cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? And Childish Gambino's new album.
I haven't heard it. How is it? I know you're a big fan, right?
I'm a big fan of Childish Gambino, but I gotta say, don't go into this album thinking that it's gonna be like it was, like, because of the internet and, like, Camp and Stan Mountain Kauai. It's nothing like that. He's more mature, and it's totally different. It's not rapping anymore.
He's a genius.
He is a genius. It's funk now.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. So don't listen. If you're going to listen to the album, listen to it. Sit down, and just plug your headphones in, maybe like get like a little spliff, you know, and just listen to it. But yeah, you really gotta listen. It's really good.
I need to listen to it.
You do.
Because his old album, he's so underrated to me.
He is.
When I hear him, he has bars. He seems like he loves it. Mm-hmm. And he's just so multi-talented. He can do anything.
He's speaking of multi-talented, you know, before he was a writer on 30 Rock, like, mm-hmm. you're sure 30 Rock?
Yeah, he
wrote 30 Rock, and then he was an actor in Community, that TV show Community.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you watch that?
I haven't seen it, but I know what you're talking about.
It's really funny, yeah. So, yeah, he's definitely multi-talented across the board. So, Childish Gambino, J. Cole's new album, what else? Oh, my, Bruno Mars's new album. You listen to it?
I'm not particularly a huge Bruno Mars fan.
Really? I love Bruno Mars.
Are you a huge Bruno Mars fan?
I'm, like, a huge fan, but his new album is good. I definitely give it
a
listen to.
He's a singer, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
So that's what's your song on it that you like?
That's What I Like is a really good song. Like, if I could recommend one song on all three of the albums for Bruno Mars, it'd be That's What I Like. For J. Cole, it'd probably be For Your Eyes Only, the last song. It's like 7 minutes long.
Mm.
And for Childish Gambino, just Redbone, just to get you in like the mood and
then
listen to the whole album.
What about Drake's new album?
Drake didn't drop a new album, did he?
I don't know. He always drops music. I feel like he's always dropping an
he
album.
He said he was going to drop an album by December, and it's like the end of December. But
I really liked Ab Soul's new album. I don't know if you listened to Ab Soul.
I saw it, and I didn't listen to it, just because I'm not a big Absolute.
He's pretty deep, to be honest.
He is deep.
But I mean, for somebody, if you just like beats and stuff like that, you're probably not gonna be a huge fan of Absolute.
Mm-hmm.
But if you like listening to lyrics, it's deep. You have to think about it.
Yeah,
I would recommend it.
Yeah,
but
that's kind of just like Childish Gambino's now.
Yeah. No, I definitely need to check that out. But who else? Who else came out on the album?
Frank Ocean, but that's early 2016.
Yeah.
I like Blonde. Did you listen to Blonde?
I listened to some of it. I liked it. I thought it was. You're also a huge Frank Ocean fan. Right?
But I didn't like every single song.
Yeah.
Like I banged like, yeah. Like I'll show you. Nikes is good. Pink and White. Solo.
Mm-hmm.
Nights.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, honestly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're not gonna like every song on everybody's album.
Yeah.
That's the misconception. Yeah, misconception. People always say. I remember I was watching an interview with Jay-Z one time, and then, it was Jay-Z, and somebody was saying, "Oh, I didn't like your music. There's only four or five good songs I like." And Jay-Z goes, "That's half my album. That's not a bad
ratio.
That's good,
yeah.
If you like five out of my 12 songs, then sure, there's probably somebody else who likes the other seven. So it's like, you know."
Exactly. Like that's what you got to realize. Like these, you're not gonna like every single song, but you should give every single song a chance to reach out to you. You know what I mean? Because you're not. Some songs are gonna hit you, and they're gonna reach you.
Yeah.
Like, more than other songs would, you know? But, yeah.
You know who I don't like in the music industry?
Who?
Azealia Banks. You heard about her?
I know.
Oh, my God. She's the one who just got, I don't know if she got charged, but she basically said that one of those actors assaulted her or something like that. And she's always starting beefs with, like, she started beef with Iggy Azalea.
No way.
She just called Sia, like, what's her name? Sia, right? She called her, like, a white bitch or something. And, like, because there's a video of her, like, killing chickens, sacrificing them in her, like, bedroom or something. And I was just like, what is going on?
Whoa.
And then, I mean, I respect all religions. I just, when I see that, it's like, whoa.
That is
She's
crazy.
Just in there slicing. There's blood everywhere.
I no
was
way.
Just, yeah. I was like, what is going on
Why would
here?
You post that, though?
Yeah, exactly. On Instagram, it's like, and she already has a conception of being, like, people think she's crazy. And now she's just proving everybody right.
Yeah.
And it's like, don't you understand? She's already got in trouble. She got dropped by her label.
Wow, dude.
Stuff like
that's
that.
Crazy. I don't know. I don't know that person, but you know who I don't like?
Who?
Kalani or Kiani or whatever her name is.
Is that the one that was messing with, like,
Big Sean?
Oh, it was Big Sean, too?
Or, no, it was a basketball player, right?
It was Kyrie, right? Kyrie?
Yeah, and then, like, she, like, cheated on him or something.
But the thing was that they made a good point. Maybe it was real love, because maybe she left the dude who's making $20 million a year. For somebody who makes, like, not too much money. Like, he's successful, don't get me wrong, but he's not Kyrie Irving, you know? So maybe it was real, but I don't agree with cheating. That's not good, but I mean, like...
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, that's crazy. And then, like, the whole... Everybody, like, bagged on her on Twitter, and, like, you know, they're like, oh, fucking slut, like, oh, like, all this
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
And then she, like, tweeted, like, a picture of her, like, about to, like, kill herself or something, and then everybody stopped, and, like... I was like, you're just attention grabbing right now, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's music. Got a little too much into
it. Yeah.
What about sports, Gino?
Sports? Yeah, as you know, I'm a huge Lakers fan.
You're a Lakers fan?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
I'm a Lakers fan. I'm a Chargers fan. Biggest USC fan.
Yeah, I known about the USC fan for years.
Oh, yeah, diehard. I just went to USC basketball game. Not that anybody really cares about them, but right now, I'd say the big news right now is the Lakers. You know, they started off so hot. They started out, everybody was like, oh, playoffs, playoffs. And now, shit, for all I know, we'll be a top five pick team again because we're like, I don't even know our record. I don't want to know our record, but I feel like every game we just are playing just so bad. And that's, hopefully it will turn around. They're a young team, but only time will tell. Are you a fan at all of basketball? Or I know you play, but
I play, but I don't really keep up with it, and I don't really have a team.
Mm-hmm.
But if I would have to pick a team, I honestly don't know. I used to like the Lakers back when Sasha Vujicic was on there, because like Sasha was like, he was like my favorite player, because like,
why?
Because I like related with him so much. Like,
oh my god!
Like you just sit on the bench.
That's why you were late, because you both sat on the bench.
You just sit on the bench, the coach calls you in, you just make a couple of threes, and you get out of there, you know?
His shot is nice.
Yeah, his shot is nice. It's clutch. Yeah. But, yeah. Who else? I don't know. I don't really like him, but I hate teams. I know it's kind of bad. You shouldn't hate, but I hate Golden West with a passion.
Golden West?
Golden State Warriors, I'm sorry. the Golden State Warriors. I just think everybody's just like, oh, Stephen Curry, like, bandwagoning them hard. But they have a good team, though.
Well, you can't get mad at them, because all you're going to look in the history in 20 years from now, you're going to be looking at the rings. You're going to say they had a super team. You don't look back on the 1960 Celtics that won every game and be like, oh, their team was so overpowered. You just look back like, damn,
that team was.
So it's one of those things in the moment you're going to hate just because you got to find someone to hate on, right?
But yeah.
I feel like they're just so – they have such a good team. But we'll see. Once they go against Cleveland – I don't know if you've been.
They already went against the Cavaliers.
But I mean,
they lost, right?
They go on and like if they both make it to the finals.
Yeah, we'll see.
Because that was I don't know if you saw the game the other night on Christmas Day, but that was a close game.
Yeah.
And
was it like 108-109.
Cavaliers just ended up coming back. The Warriors were winning the whole game, and Cavaliers, they're nice though. J.R. Smith just got hurt, but we'll see. We'll see. Playoff. Everything changes once you get to the playoffs.
It's crazy. But yeah, okay, so that's sports. What I want to talk about now, it might be a little touchy subject, I don't know.
Oh, God.
But Russia hacking into and manipulating the election. What do you feel about that, Brian?
Well, me personally, just from what I've seen, and again, we don't know the details, but I just think it's crazy. It's like, I don't even know what to say. Russia, you don't think about those types of things when you're voting and stuff like that. You just think, oh, what I see is what happened,
mm-hmm.
Which is why sometimes, like, I trust voting and I voted, but I don't know, like, I don't want to be one of those people that's just a conspiracy theorist and stuff like that,
because
I feel like that will just end up driving you crazy.
Exactly.
With conspiracies and stuff like that. But me personally, I just think if Russia did that, and I think it's pretty clear that they have actually tampered with basically the election and stuff like that, they have their own agenda that's probably, you know, something's going to happen. It's not like this is just going to end.
Yeah, well, the thing that...
That's what's scary.
The thing that happened basically was Russia hacked into the emails of the Republican, mm-hmm. The Republican, I don't know what it's called, the GOP, the Green Party.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Democrat, the DNC, the Democratic National Convention.
Mm.
And they hacked in the emails, and they only released the Democrats' emails, and they didn't release the Republican emails. So that's kind of we're thinking, like, okay, yeah, they had some foul play. Like, they obviously, if they're going to release one person's emails, they favor another person.
Exactly.
And Obama, he's been crazy, dude. Like, he, like, I think 35 Russian, like, I don't want to say ambassadors, but, like, officials that were in the States, like, they were supposed to be, like working, like, peacemakers or whatever, and he just kicked them out. He was like, you guys have 72 hours to leave, you and your families, and he kicked them out. And then he shut down this huge compound in Maryland. It was in, I think it was in Maryland. Let me look at it.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that is crazy. Do you support Obama, or not to ask your political views, but what do you think about his time that he's served in office?
I mean, me personally, I like Obama. I mean, I'll tell you right now, like, I'm a Democrat. My my major is political science, so, yeah. But I don't I don't think, basically, no one has, like, a real place to be. Like, Democrat, Republican, there's no middle, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're just...
That will come soon.
I'm just a Democrat because I believe in this, this, and that. And, but I still believe in these two things on the Republican side.
Yeah.
When you're a Republican because you believe in these two things and you don't believe in this one thing in the Democratic side, like, there's no middle line. You're,
mm-hmm.
you're here. And that's the problem, I think, with politics is that we need to understand that we're Americans first and we are parties second.
Yeah.
But yeah, but back to what we were talking about. Yeah, I mean, I liked Obama and Obamacare, which it didn't really affect
him.
It
didn't really mixed reviews. Some people hate it.
But,
I mean, the way I look at it. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
But it's just like every president is gonna have some big thing that they're gonna make their stamp on. You're either gonna like it or you're gonna hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we should vote based on Republican or Democrat. That's just my personal view. I think we should more look at, you know, who's most suitable, and just because we're thinking as an entire country. I mean, you could think about yourself, and that's all good. But then if, you know, shit hits the fan and things start going bad, then it's like you're gonna wish you voted for the other party, regardless of you know whatever party you go for.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And like I said, like Obamacare, they had some bad things and good things to say about it, but it didn't really affect me and my family. Like our rates didn't go up or stuff like that. And under Obamacare, like I can stay on my parents' health care until I'm 26. Like before
that.
Yeah, I like that too. Like let me just get my life together first before I'm out on my own, like kick you out like at 18 and then you're like getting a car crash and you just gotta pay like thousands and thousands of dollars. Like I know people that's happened to them. Like they don't have insurance and then it's basically like kinda like a loan, like a student loan. You're paying that every month to that hospital.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, yeah?
Yeah.
I think if you get an ambulance, like if an ambulance comes to your house, it's like $1,000 to step in the ambulance.
No way.
Like that's just to get in the ambulance and not like to go to the hospital, to all your hospital fees and stuff. So yeah.
I know. I've heard crazy, like people, I've heard crazy numbers. Like I remember a guy in one of my classes one time passed out and started seizuring and they were like, don't take him to the hospital. He's going to get charged, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's going to be expensive. And so, I mean, Obamacare, I guess I agree with it, but I mean, I don't know the full details. I'm no expert on, you know, Obamacare.
Uh-huh.
But I personally like what Obama did. I like him as a person, which might kind of make me a little biased on the subject because I think Obama, I think it's good to have a leader that's just really positive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's never thrown people under the bus, stuff like that, which is one of the things I don't like about Trump. But, however, I'm still going to give him a shot. You know, he's going to be the president whether we like it or not.
Exactly.
So let's see, if things go right, I'm going to say I was wrong. I hope he does a really good job.
Yeah, me too, obviously. Like, no one wants America to do, like, no one is wanting him to fail.
There are people that are like, I hope he, and I'm just like, come on, man, let's be
normal. Well, there's people that want him to fail, but no one wants America to fail, let's say.
Exactly.
So, like you said, like, we're going to give him a chance. Like, just don't fuck it up, you know, like, this is our country, like, you know what I mean? Like, take it seriously, you know?
Exactly.
Because the way he talks and the way he, like, the way he presents himself, he seems so unintelligible, and I just don't like that, like...
Unintelligible? Isn't it like unintelligible?
Unintelligible, unintelligible. It's the same thing.
So, okay, we're still going to college right now, you know, we haven't graduated yet. I'm sure he'll learn that next semester. His next class, he's actually learning, you know, each word. And,
I'm pretty sure unintelligible, you can use that word.
I mean, you could use it. I don't think it's a word.
Unintelligible is a word.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right, I'll take his word for it.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I mean, it's definitely been and going back not to backtrack, but it's just been such a crazy year. 2017 is, you know, let's see what happens. I mean, Donald Trump, he's gonna have a whole new cabinet and stuff like that. So. There's a lot that factors into it, not just Trump.
That's so crazy, man. Trump. What about all the deaths of 2016? We could talk about that.
So many.
And then Phil back Carrie Fisher, and the next day.
Yeah, the
day,
next
her mom.
2 days. Did you see what her brother said? It was actually kind of.
No, what
she
her
was,
brother
he
said.
Was like, it's horrible and beautiful at the same time. Just because, like, they both went. So it's kind of like, that's how you knew they really had that, like, connection, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Depending on how deep you are, I guess. But, I don't know. I mean, for their families, I'm sure it's just the end of the world right now.
That's crazy.
But, you know, prayers to their families.
Yeah, yeah, sending out positive thoughts, definitely. You watch the new Star Wars?
No, what, Rogue? It sounds, yeah, it's called Rogue. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
I knew you'd seen it.
I watched it with Mary like the other day.
Oh my god. I have to see it.
I watched it like when Carrie Fisher died like the next day.
That's deep.
And it's so sad because like she's in it. Well, she's not in it, but like when she's young, like they like CGI reanimated it.
Yeah.
And everybody like started crying. It's crazy.
It's been especially for this year Sardesco in the sports world. Oh my god. I don't know, like maybe I don't realize how 2015 was. Muhammad Ali, Jose Fernandez.
What about that young football player that died? He was playing for, I don't know what team he was playing for, but... he was... Some road rage killed him, like...
When
he was,
oh, Joe McKnight. That's one of my all-time... He went to USC.
Yeah.
One of my all-time favorite players. When I heard about that, I was just like... That's why, me personally, I don't get... If it's involved with road rage or anything like that, I'm just like, shit, I'm... First of all, I weigh 140 pounds, so I'm gonna, you know, run away either way.
Yeah.
But it's like.
But no, yeah, like it's not worth it, like to be mad or to get mad at someone, or you know what I mean? Like that's crazy.
And then shoot him.
To just shoot him like that.
I've just started really looking at the news, and that's when you realize shit is crazy. Like the things that people do is so mind blowing.
Wait,
like,
so what exactly happened?
With Joe McKnight?
Yeah, with Joe McKnight.
So I guess he was driving, some sort of like accident happened, and I guess Joe McKnight, I'm not sure who started it, but I know that Joe McKnight started.
Went up to the car, right?
He went up then he started apologizing later, he's like, I'm sorry, and then the guy pulled out his gun, shot him and said, Don't fuck with me. This is what happens when you fuck with me.
There's a video?
And then is there a video? I think there's a video online. I'm sure, you know, one of these websites have it, but, and then he shoots him again when he's down on the ground, just to make sure he's, and it's just like, whoa.
Was it a white guy?
Yeah, a white dude on him, and it was in Louisiana, notoriously racist.
That's horrible. That's so bad.
Yeah, that was definitely a sad day for me. I was like, and he was just getting his second chance in the NFL.
Yeah, he switched teams, right?
Well, he just got signed. He was out for a couple of years. He wasn't super successful in the NFL, but you have to think, being unsuccessful in the NFL is still making like $600,000. He could support his family.
But I heard that he was on a bad team at first. Like he didn't get to start and stuff.
Well, he's not starting. To be completely honest, he's one of my favorite players ever, but he's not starting material. He wouldn't have started regardless of what team he's on. He's mostly like a special teams. You could give him the ball, hand him off the rock, and he'll, you know, make something happen.
Yeah.
Might fumble, but you know it's worth the risk when you give it to a guy who's just lightning quick and. Mm-hmm. Moves like freaking Barry Sanders.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. I mean, just so young, and you see people just so young, younger than you or your age, just going.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. But yeah. So anything else you want to add?
I don't know. I mean, all I want to say basically is, I hope 2017 is. I don't want to say not as bad of a year, but I just hope there's more positivity in the world. I feel like there's too much negativity. I mean, you gotta talk shit on some people, and I mean, it's not fun unless you talk shit a little bit, but I mean, my pet peeve is when people go on Instagram and just are, you know, one of those websites or Twitter and just talk shit on somebody they don't know.
Yeah, so, dude, freaking keyboard warriors, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
and you're more than welcome to on this podcast right now, you know. If you're watching it, please feel free to, you know, comment something about, you know, either of us, love or hate.
But yeah, I mean, there's an email you can email if you have any questions, or like if you want to like shout out, or you know, you want us to answer one of your questions or something. It's bsamsthoughts@gmail.com, and yeah, just hit us up. So
one more time. I just want to make sure we can hear it clearly.
I'm sorry.
bsamsthoughts.
bsamsthoughts@gmail.com.
And it's thoughts, not like horse, like thoughts.
Yeah, that's how you spell that. I mean, it would have been funny if it's bsamsthoughts, like the horse. But yeah, you guys, so I think that's going to wrap up this episode. I mean,
First one together.
Yeah, first one together. We're gonna try to start doing them more frequently. I know I always say that in every podcast, but seriously, this time I feel it. Like we're gonna
hold each other accountable, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's gonna be good. So, signing off. See you guys next time. I'm Brent B. Sams.
I'm B Neil. Thank you for this opportunity, B Samps. It's been an honor.
No problem. We'll see you next week, hopefully.
Of course.
All right.